produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.
My name is Debbie Keller, and my company is Home and Office Transitions. I provide move management services for individuals and companies. We were looking for a company with high-quality service, integrity, and one that was committed to the same high standards of customer service that we were. And we found all of those in Ewing Moving and Storage.
Is brought to you by Josie's Inspiration Radio Network USA World, produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Network USA World. USA toll-free callers 1-310-742-1858. Again, that's 1-310-742-1858.
Dear Heavenly Father, I come to you as humbly as I know how. I just thank you, Lord God, for just being who you are in our lives, Lord God. Lord, I just ask you, Lord God, to just touch everyone here under the sound of my voice. In Jesus' name, amen. Great day, everyone. Welcome to Nurture by Natasha, where we're here yet another month to definitely to connect as well as to take time to nurture ourselves. And so today we're going to be talking about a special book of the Bible that has really been a great part of a church for me and my church community, and wanted to come and share with you here on today in reference to Job. And if you know anything about Job been through so much in life in the midst of all the things that he's gone through. And just all the tests and the things that he has gone through in his life of having patience and a lot of things that he went through in the midst. And so when you think about patience, and sometimes in the midst of, it's a lot of things that we don't want to wait for in life, right? We're really anxious, even though the Bible tells us not to be anxious for anything. And in the midst of doing so, we want things to happen. And so when you think about, you know, this time of year of gearing into spring and planting a harvest, you know, you plant that seed in the ground. And oftentimes, you know, sometimes as farmers, they want their crops to really, really grow, because they know with their crops being grown that, you know, they receive great reward of revenue to help to feed not only just their family, but, you know, so many others' families as well, as well it brings income to their household in the midst. And so in the midst of having patience, we could also think about Moses in the midst of the rain that rained for 40 days and 40 nights, in the midst of all the things that he went through, and just having patience of staying on that boat, you know, of just thinking of being on a boat for 40 days and 40 nights and not knowing when the end of light is going to come, of when the rain is going to stop. And so oftentimes in these different stories and different parables and different things of the patient instructed, it's interesting in the midst of James, not Job, but James was urged us to be patient with each other as fellow Christians. And so being not only just patient with the Christians, but even sometimes people of the world, of just being patient of, sometimes we can pray that we want people to be a certain way, and patience of, you know, with your children or maybe even with your spouse, and even sometimes even with those coworkers or people that we work alongside of. And so when we're dealing with internal problems, we can also have a congregation of God's people in the midst of just dealing with internal things that we may be going through. And so patience has a duration until coming unto the Lord. And so oftentimes they say, you know, don't pray for patience because God is going to definitely test you with a little bit more patience. And so stay patient as long as you live or until the Lord comes again. And so, well, you know, we got to remain patient in the midst of the things. It's in His timing, in the midst. And patience is an illustration of the fact of just sailing along the water. You can't rush getting along the water, right? When you're on, you know, boats, they can speed up and all of that, but you're not going to get through that water any faster and get from one point A to point B in the midst of the things that you're doing. And so waiting patiently involving delays, gratification of the day. The delay is sometimes completely different in the midst. And sometimes waiting is necessary and it helps us develop our character in the midst. Because oftentimes if we really think of, if we were given some of the things that we wanted right at the present moment, we wouldn't probably most likely appreciate them in the midst. And some of us, we try to twist God's arm in the midst of getting the things that we want. And so it really builds character, because in the midst of you going through the different trials, as well as some of the tribulations that we go through, it really, really helps us build our character of really appreciation and humbling ourselves. We have to fight and be that part of that human nature that makes us impatient. We got to like slow down a little bit and sometimes really take a step back in the midst and allow Him to work in the way that He wants to work. And listen, sometimes, you know, we just like, wow, I waited a long time, a lot of blood, sweat and tears for something like this. That was just beyond my belief of what it was that I thought it was going to be. And so it's super important. We just need to wait on God. God is ultimately making things right. That is sage counsel for us in so many areas of our lives, to hang on and let God work in His time. The farmers also wait for the harvest. When you put seed in the ground, you're still a long way from harvest. Different crops take different amount of times to come into fruition. Different conditions, and it takes different weathers and effect of time of the harvest. Harvest is always the goal, right? Your goal is to put something down into the ground in its dark, dry place, or a place that you got to keep moist, or maybe it's a place that you got to watch how much you're watering it. And it's the same way with us in our temple, in the midst of even in the spiritual aspect, as well as the physical aspect, in the midst of nurturing ourselves, is the effect of the conditions of the way that we eat, the way that we talk, the way that we think, to create the harvest of the things that we want. And also truly putting God first in the midst of all the things that we do. Definitely taking time to cultivate what it is. And so that's our goal. And we expect the expectations, but our expectations doesn't always seem to be what we want them to be. And so when we look at Matthew chapter 13, 30 and 39, the farmer waits for what harvest? There are necessary conditions. James mentioned that earlier, and the latter rains in the Palestine's farmer counted on autumn and spring rains, both with were essential. They are going to be necessary conditions throughout our Christian lives. In this short term and long term, we will endure the experience, things that can help us get to harvest. See the blessings and the challenges as all life necessity. And patience can also be intimate as well. James says to you, also be patient. He says for Christians to be like those farmers, established within our hearts. And so being intimate in your heart matters, right? The chambers of your heart. And not only just in the spiritual aspect, but in the physical aspect, we have to be mindful of our heart in the midst. And focus on the heart throughout this short epistle, and have that deception and jealousy and selfish and ambitions and purity and a worldly pleasure. And so it's some things that happens around us in the midst that, you know, we have to really take heed to in the midst. And so James at this point is still working on their heart at the end and connect patients with spiritual heart health. And so it's so important, not only just in our spiritual heart health, but in our natural well-being of our heart health as well. It's so super important. And having that patience. If you struggle with patience, look at a farmer. Look at a farmer. Right? I remember my grandmom used to plant flowers and things. And I remember on weekends, we would have to get out there and help her to like prune her flowers, right? Because there's some weeds and things that would choke the flowers and things. And, you know, then it was some things we had to prune away, some things in life that we have to prune away in a mess. And so keeping the farmer's conditions under control and the different things that could choke and kill out the things that hold us back. And sometimes it may be people, it may be places, and it may be things. And sometimes we look in the mirror and it could even be ourselves in the midst of the things that of just really the things that's going on around us in the midst. And so definitely when you take the time, read James chapter 5, verses 7 through 8. And really great in the midst of, you know, having patience in the midst of the things that we go through on a day-to-day basis. It is so super important to really think like a farmer in the midst of the things that we go through. It is so important to, you know, just be mindful, and not only just mindful, being mindful how we treat others in the midst. And so getting those weeds and the bugs and all the things that, you know, may sprout up. And some things may seem simple, of just buying some vegetables at the grocery store. But sometimes in the midst, you know, it's some things that require your patience and works that go on in the midst. Because, you know, these farmers, they plant these things year in and year out to give us a crop. And that feeds not only just the people right there in their state or their country, but it feeds a multitude across the nation, where we see that different fruits and vegetables are being shipped in different countries and different things of, you know, from across the world. And so often we take similar approach to our spiritual maturity and the midst. And so, you know, I'm grateful that I get to spread my gifts across the world in the midst of the things that I share here at Nurtured by Natasha Radio. It's a world that values instant results. Believers sometimes expect spiritual growth with minimal investments. And so, you know, it's different things of different results in different people. Some of us, we're looking for the same results from the people that, you know, we give out. And everyone gives different results in the midst of different things that we go through or different things that happens, like, you know, around us. And so you got to think like a farmer in the midst. That's my message on today of, you know, thinking like a farmer. Be patient. Be patient in the midst of the things and see how the farmer waits for the precious fruit on the earth. Being patient with it until you receive it in the early, late rains. And so we like Christians, maturity to be quick and effortless, but that's not how it works, how growth works. And so having lived in a rural farming community that some of us may live in, right? We observe the different things and, you know, we got to watch it so that the crop doesn't dry out in the midst of some of the things of you that may be farmers out there. And listen, farming sure has to be hard work, right? You got to catch the ground when it's not too hard in the midst of knowing when to plant the seed and when to fertilize the ground so that you can get a great, great, amazing crop. And listen, sometimes the rain doesn't always rain in the midst to get the crop that you want and to get the things. And so sometimes, you know, we got to gather up some things in the midst. But in the end, they must wait for the harvest, no matter what. You got to wait for the harvest. And farming our hearts for spiritual growth and faithfulness require both investment and patience. Farmers don't sit on their hands throughout the spring and the summer hoping for a few crops, right? They take the time and diligently work towards the harvest. And so we have to do just that. And so that's my message for you here on today.
is wait on the Lord and be of good courage. Work and wait, right? What does it look like to work and wait for the harvest, for a long-term faithfulness? How do you irrigate your heart during a spiritual drought or the fight? Peter tells us God has given us everything we need for life and godliness through the knowledge of him who called us to his own glory and excellence, by which he has granted us his precious and very great promise, so that through them, you may become partakers of a divine nature, having escaped from the corruption that is in the world because of sin desire. And that is 2 Peter verses 1 through 4. Take some time to definitely stay rooted in your Bible, because listen, the things that we go through in life in the midst of having patience and planting our crops and all of that will definitely help to propel us forward in the things that lies ahead. So my name is Natasha here with Nurture by Natasha, here to help you to cultivate that healthy lifestyle while taking time to put the mask on you. We greatly appreciate you for taking the time to tune in with us here on today. Take the time to follow us on Facebook over at Nurture by Natasha. We are super delighted that you're here with us, and listen, stay rooted in his word, because listen, he is the key to the crop. He is the rain that will help things to flourish and food to keep to coming our way and all of the good things that we need day in and day out. He will never leave us. And that is the good old man upstairs called Jesus, the God, our Father, our Son, that will never leave us nor forsake us. Have a great day. And cannot wait to chat with you next time.
Garment.
produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.